The Northwoods League All-Star Game is tonight in Eau Claire. The Summer Collegiate Baseball League is in its 20th season, and it's become as much a part of the fabric of Wisconsin as the Friday night fish fry. Joining us now to get us caught up with all the latest developments in the Northwoods League is Vern Stenman. He's an executive with the league's teams in Wisconsin, Rapids, and Madison. Hi, Vern.
Hello.
The Twins and the Brewers, let's face it, they're not that good this year. Does the Northwoods League see a bump when the Twins and Brewers are bad?
Well, I think it kind of works both ways, to be honest. I think when they do well, it helps create more baseball fans. I think that's good for us. And when they do poorly, I think it contrasts really nicely with us, and we become this affordable option. And I think that really, at the end of the day, we're all good for each other because we're all about promoting the game of baseball and creating the next generation of baseball fans.
The All-Star Game is tonight in Eau Claire, and next week is something a little more novel, and that is the Big League Dreams Showcase, where about 100 or so of the league's top players will play two games in a doubleheader in Madison next week. And here's Northwoods League President Dick Raddatz Jr. with more about that.
We can only bring, give or take, 50 guys to the All-Star Game. I did a little research and looked back. In the year 2009, we had 203 kids in the Northwoods League that eventually were drafted by major league teams. So to accommodate the Major League Scouts, 50 doesn't quite cut it anymore.
Certainly. And so I think that, you know, the opportunity to take it from 50 of our best players to really 100 of the top prospects is really exciting for the league. And I think it really kind of tells the story and continues to develop the story about how good the baseball is in the Northwoods League. And if you're a good baseball fan and you really want to come out and see these guys before they go on and sign that big contract, the Big League Dreams Showcase here in Madison is going to really be the best amateur baseball game you can imagine seeing in the summertime.
Six league alumni in this year's Major League All-Star Game.
Yeah, pretty excited to see. I know Max Scherzer getting the start. Chris Sale pitching great. It's been really exciting. All these guys came through the Northwoods League, and I think that you can make a really strong case that we've become a very important part of developing the next round of big leaguers as well.
Next year sees expansion for the Northwoods League, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Kenosha.
We're really excited about that. Going to get a unique opportunity to restore a beautiful, historic stadium that dates back to the All-American Girls Professional League. A team called the Kenosha Comets played there. Satchel Paige pitched barnstorming games at this place, and we signed an agreement with the city of Kenosha to restore it. And I think it's going to be one of the nicest stadiums in the entire Northwoods League, and I think it's going to have one of the most unique stories. And with it, that'll be the eighth team in the state of Wisconsin, and we'll really be in the eight biggest media markets, if you will, in the entire state of Wisconsin at that point. And, you know, we'll actually comprise over half of the state's population in the markets that Northwoods League teams are operating in. It's a pretty exciting number for us to see on the horizon.
I don't know if I'm telling tales out of school, but I've heard you mention perhaps that opening day next year may be a state holiday.
I'm in the baseball business, not in the lobbying business, I guess. But because of the fact that the Northwoods League has been so successful in the state of Wisconsin, and when you break it down to attendance, you know, for instance, here in Madison, you can make a reasonable case that the Madison Mallards are more popular in the city of Madison than the Milwaukee Brewers are in the city of Madison. And I think the same holds true in Wausau and in La Crosse and in Eau Claire. These teams are becoming integral part of these communities and really a very unique part of the quality of life in each of the places that they play baseball in. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that.
Vern Stenman is an executive with the Northwoods League teams in Wisconsin Rapids and Madison, and next year in Kenosha. Vern, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.